balance of nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
It's really fantastic. You know, I'm pretty active sports-wise, and no muscle strains. I get up in the morning, like no stiff back, nothing. I never get sick. I mean, literally, never get sick. And if I feel like there's a little something coming on, I'll take like a mega dose. Next day, it's gone. I mean, just my overall health is fantastic. And I plan on continuing taking this because I'm convinced it absolutely contributes to your well-being, to your health. It's keeping you healthy. Let your body do what it's supposed to do.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KATE.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Cape Daly Show.
A man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons. What do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Yeah. You guys, if I don't laugh and play some interesting bumpers that are really different than anything else you're going to hear on radio today, I'm going to cry. So anyway, okay, so we are in the middle of this week. And this week, we have about a week until the Communist Party gets their candidate inaugurated, unless things happen. And I just wanted to say, strange thing is, and hat tip, surfer girl, that the memorandums that went out today from the White House were declaring emergencies in all kinds of different states, my own included, across the United States. And the reason I say that is, why? Is it because of COVID? Is it because of unrest? Is it because of all kinds of reasons, right? Is Trump doing something behind the scenes? All of those things are questions. I'll probably be talking a little bit more about this in the next hour. But I just wanted to bring that up because not only do we have these asinine communists trying to go for the full impeachment of Donald Trump, which, by the way, we're looking for an acquittal from the Senate, and this could prevent him from running from office again, not that he'd even want to at this point with what they've done to him, what the media has done to him. But all I'm saying is that, look, you know, this is asinine. We all know it. We all know the speech that he gave. It's absolutely a crock. But here we are. So I have Melissa Smith with me, of course, because it's Wednesday. She comes on every Wednesday. How are you, Melissa? Melissa, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay, excellent.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, now I can. And I also have Harold Zeiger on with us, who actually wrote a book called Freedom's Nightmare, and it was Escaping East Germany. And he's been a guest on our show several times. I've always enjoyed talking with Harold because he is, boy, talk about somebody who's lived it, been in it, escaped it, walked away from it, came to the United States, and I'll tell you something, did not want to see this happen here. And he was warning about this for the last 6 years on my show. Welcome to the show, Harold.
Thank you for having me, Kate. It's a long time that we talked. So
absolutely. Having you and Melissa today, I cannot wait to hear what you have to say. So let me, Melissa, I'm going to go to Harold first. And Harold, I want to get how you're feeling about everything going on. What's your take? What's going on right now in your estimation?
It's the final kill to the Republic. Mm. It started, in my opinion, it started all in 1913 mm-hmm. with the funding of the central bank,
yep.
Federal Reserve, which has nothing to do with federal or reserves.
Yes.
To enslave the American people in tax slaves.
Ah, so
finance all these horrible wars around the world since 120 years now. And this one now, this was the final cut to the Republic. The Republic is gone. There is nothing left. The powers not to be have worked really hard, right, during the time of Clinton and then the time of Obama. to fill the bureaucracy and the management positions inside the bureaucracy throughout the nation. And it's not just federal. It's down to the counties where you have people sitting who have no common sense, who are only receivers of orders and are in their heart socialist, communist, whatever you want to call it. And the manipulation of the election systems actually started in 2002, and we talked a couple of times about that, that people are elected which shouldn't be elected because people don't want to have them in office, but they are in office. And it's the end game. Now, there is still a solution, but I don't see that it will be initiated, and so far I think it's the only way is a long-term strategy to be installed, and I don't see anybody to would stop that, but we can talk later about. So my opening statement is the Republic is gone. The final kill shot was done on November 3rd. During the night, November 4th, and all of the organizations or all of the security switches you had in, like your Congress, your Supreme Court, all of that has failed because they were all infiltrated over the last 100 years with those people. So there is, on a legal basis, there's nothing to do because communists don't care about legal stuff or legality. They don't care about opposite opinion, only in this way that if you have a different opinion, you are an enemy, and enemies are either arrested, silenced, or killed. And that's all what communists can think about.
Mm.
So far, maybe to my opening statement.
Yeah. How you might want to remind people, East Germany and what that was like a little bit, living under the types of things that these people in our government would like to impose on their citizens.
What you can expect very soon is that every single group. And there are different patriotic groups, right, with different intentions and different basic doctrines and different point of views, which all supported Donald Trump. And maybe not just because of Donald Trump, but because of what he stood for. He stood for a strong nation which is able to produce what it needs itself in their own country and without becoming a consume or being a consume power and not a production power, getting all the production back so that the people have their own jobs, producing their own wealth, even if it is just a little bit, but being able to live on your own hands work and not of handouts, and restoring the idea of America, which it actually was, what I always thought about the American exceptionalism was not so much that America was extremely powerful or that America had a huge industry or a large army or whatever. The exceptionalism in America was the idea what it was grounded and founded on. Can men govern themselves. That is the exceptionalism. Man should govern themselves. As the Declaration of Independence clearly states that governments are derived of the consent of the people to make sure that the God-given rights of people are secured.
Right.
That's it.
Right.
Nothing more. And that's what Trump stands for. And many different groups supported that, and that's the reason why he was so successful, besides all of his flaws. And all these different groups will immediately be separated. Oath Keepers, Three Percenters, Proud Boys, I don't know what, all these different groups, they will all be separated, separately attacked under different perspectives. And it will go on like Bonhoeffer wrote in his book, first they came for them, but I was not one of those. Then they came for those, and I was not one of them. And then they came for the next, and I was not one of those. Finally, they came for me, and there was nobody left, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that is what will happen. It will happen in all kinds of ways. Your bank accounts will be canceled. You may lose your job. You will lose your insurances. They will shut down your communication abilities. And not just that you can send an email anymore, which is controlled anyway and read and separated, but Verizon will suddenly say, hey, we have to cancel your account because your political views are not in agreement with the general political view of our government.
Mm-hmm.
And things like that. You will have total surveillance, like we had that in East Germany, where your friends, you know, you don't know, you good friends, right? Since years you know them. You go together hunting, you go together, I don't know what, fishing, and to the ball games. And every single word you talk with them will be reported to the powers not to be. Your relatives will report about you, your children, parents about children, children about parents. The uncle will talk about to the government spies or to the security, whatever they create. Maybe the FBI will become finally what the leaders thought it should be, a total surveillance tool for the government. All of that will happen. We had, in East Germany, we had no rights. As one guy once very profoundly said, not even the cat belongs to you anymore. Everything will be controlled, regulated. You may lose your house because your bank will suddenly cancel your mortgage without any explanation. They don't need an explanation. It's enough that you disagree with Beijing Biden or Rotten Pelosi or whatever, whoever determines what is appropriate right now,
mm-hmm.
in your behavior. So
yes.
Yeah, be prepared,
mm-hmm.
and don't believe that you can rely on anybody.
Okay.
I mean, not even your family might be your support point.
Right.
I have seen it. I have lived it. I mean, my brother, I told you, Kate, years ago, my brother actually told me he would make sure that I will be lined up and shot if the point comes to chaos. And my brother-in-law actually wrote reports to the state security police. So don't wow. have any illusion what is coming.
Yeah. And with the weakening, Christianity in this country and in the homes of the citizenry, that was the bond. So when that bond is broken too, what keeps that family together? When in the face of this, they can get a lot of social credit for responding this way, and like what you're saying, turn relatives in, things like that. And so this is going to be a difficult thing. And I know Melissa probably wants to ask some questions too. I know we're going to come back after this, and you escaped it, and you were able to come to America, and it fell apart. And I want to talk about how that happened. I also want to talk about finding joy and living our lives despite even what you're talking about. How did that happen? How were you able to do that and carve that out for yourself? Because people want some hope as far as this regime coming in now. What does that mean for us on a day-to-day basis? We'll come right back. Melissa, I'm sure, has some questions for you, too. We'll come right back with Harold Zeger, who wrote the book Freedom's Nightmare. And be right back. Kate Daly Show.
lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450.
Don't you call me.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning, it was drizzling rain. Fighting and trouble are my middle name. I was raised.
Hi there,
in
welcome
the
back, Kate Daly Show. Glad you're joining me. I've got Harold Zeger, who wrote the book Freedom's Nightmare. And if you'd like to help with the re-editing and publication of his book, it's an amazing book. It is out of print right now. He'd like some help with that. You can contact me. And if you'd like to help him, I will forward your email to him. And he needs some help getting his message out. And after living in East Germany under full communism, he has a lot to say in that book that can help people right now. So make sure you contact me at kate@katedalyradio.com. Get a hold of me, and I will make sure he gets that email if you'd like to offer some help in the printing, in the next printing of his book, Freedom's Nightmare. I have Melissa Smith on with me. I also wanted to mention Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature is an awesome supplement. If there's one thing you can control, that's your health. Make sure you're doing so. And I'll tell you something, it's not in this fake vaccine coming out, and it's not in anything that the government and the media are telling you is the truth. What I'm telling you is to get true nutrients from fruits and vegetables that don't have any chemicals, 31 of them a day, and make sure and get that into your body, and make sure and order extra. Go to balanceofnature.com and put in the code Kate, K-A-T-E, and you'll get 35% off and free shipping. Do not miss out on that. It is an awesome deal. Put in the code Kate, K-A-T-E. Melissa had a question for Harold Zeger from the book Freedom's Nightmare. Go right ahead, Melissa. Melissa, are you there?
Well, I think that a lot of us are just kind of... Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
A lot of us are just kind of scratching our heads and trying to figure out this is not the America that we knew and grew up in.
Mm-hmm.
And we're having a hard time believing what is actually going down right now. So how do we try to reach out to people? Do we hunker down? What do we do? What can make a difference? What can we do that can make a difference in any of this?
Now, first of all, it is very, very late in starting to talking about what to do, right? So if the people are really interested in turning that whole thing around, it will not be easy and it will not be happen overnight. You definitely can't vote these people out of office now anymore, because they control the voting system, which is fake anyway.
Right.
The only way is to organize, get organized. All of these different groups which supported the idea behind President Trump, the idea to bring America back to its former greatness under the constitutional idea of, like, the Declaration of Independence, so very well stated, these people were geniuses, that the idea is, can men govern themselves? That everyone is endowed by its creator with a large number of rights. This is not just life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. There is a lot of more things to it. The freedom to believe what you believe, the freedom to express your ideas, the freedom to go wherever you want to go and to decide what you do with your life. All of this is God-given rights. And those rights are regulated by God, how your moral idea about those rights should be. So one thing I want to put in front is, don't lose hope. Our hope is not in a worldly government. Our hope is in our salvation for Jesus Christ. That's the first thing,
right,
which gives us strength. In addition to that, we are required to tell the truth. We are required to tell people what is coming. In love, we tell them what the truth is, even if it hurts them. But that is what we have to do. So we cannot hunker down and hide ourselves and hope that that black cloud which is coming is will just move over us, and afterwards we have sunshine again. That will not happen by itself.
Right.
We have to find common ground as those who believe in the idea, which was the exceptionalism of the United States. That idea, man can govern themselves. They don't need somebody to tell them what to do. Man, and with man, I mean mankind, can do that. And it worked for a long time until the negligence of the requirements to do that, being vigilant and control the government, not that the government controls you. You have to control the government every single minute. So until that, it worked fine.
Okay.
When we forget all the differences and focus on that one point, that we all are united by the idea that we are first created with these unalienable rights, in that to secure those rights, governments are installed by the consent of the people to make sure that these rights are not being infringed. That's all what government is about.
Yeah.
And if so, we can all unite on that one point, then we can start to organize.
Okay, so how in the organization of this, so this is what people are going to wonder very practically. You have vocal people, they like right now, they want to incite people to go to the capitals in all the different states so they can really sort of, I think, isolate them out and say, okay, now we know we got your number and we know who you are, we're going to come after you. A lot of people are now afraid of speaking out. When you were in East Germany, what started breaking the bonds of their power? What started taking away their power?
Okay, I have to be careful now because okay, I will tell what we did.
Okay,
and then the Americans have to decide for themselves.
Okay,
so you know, East Germany existed from 1949 when it was founded till 1989. 40 years.
Okay.
It took a long time, and the organization to topple that system didn't start in 1949. It started roughly in the late 70s when the Lutheran Church betrayed the believers and made a compromise or a contract with the communist government, which was roughly like the church stays in the church, does not criticize the communist government, and therefore the communist government will not attack the church as long as they stay inside the church, do not go outside and attack or say anything bad about the communist government. That was the starting point where many Christians dropped out of the Standard Lutheran Church and created their own home-based circles, believer circles.
Okay.
And out of these groups, there was a kind of an organization growing where, let's say, one guy met with 10 others.
Okay.
And each one of these 10 others met with 10 others. And then again and again, I call this system the spider plant system.
Okay.
And when you know how the spider plant is growing, then you understand what I mean.
It reminds me of the scriptures, actually. It reminds me of Moses' time when they were told in small groups. Okay, but go ahead.
Right.
Go ahead.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, we were, and I was not a leader in any way, shape, or form. I was just part of a group. With that, this organization over the years grew, and when the situation and I was already gone when that really took off.
Did it grow quietly?
In 1985.
Did it grow quietly, Harold? Did it grow quietly?
Yes.
So it wasn't detected as much? Okay. That's my question. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Because you have to. Because we have a standard saying: if three people standing together and talking, mm-hmm. one of them is a spy for the Stasi.
Gotcha.
For the state security police, right? So you had to be very careful what you talk to other people. And there were certain sentences which turned out to be good to be used to find out if somebody is safe to talk to or not. And that grew. And then finally in 1988, the situation in East Germany became so desperate that the people were strong and the organization was strong enough that they started to use, and the starting point was always to churches. Monday evenings, they assembled in the church, and at this time, there were some, well, not in every city, but in many, many cities, youth pastors usually were willing to open the church for these. And it was considered, or it was placated as a prayer evening.
Okay.
And they usually would start with a prayer, and then they would light a candle, and then they would just walk around the church for an hour and a half or two, and would have silent prayer time in this time. And that movement took off like crazy. Within half a year, they had thousands of people in every single large city marching around the church until the culmination point in 1989, in fall, when you had every Monday evening in two large cities, Leipzig and Dresden, where 20, 25, 30,000 people would march around the church for hours.
Did they try to stop it? Did they try to stop it? Did the government come in?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They would stand it. We are the people. We are the people. That was all what they said. And when 25,000, 30,000 people say, we are the people, that's a loud voice.
Wow.
And they tried to stop it. But the general, as far as I read in the reports and in the archives, the Stasi officer, he was in the rank of a general, army general, they had 1,500 or 1,800 soldiers in that area in Leipzig that night when he got the order to stop that and to disperse the people. And he said the only way to do that would have to be to shoot it. And he refused to shoot at the people.
Wow.
And that was the end. That was the end of the system.
Holy cow. All right. Melissa, any last question? We have about a couple minutes left.
So the place to start is with your most trustworthy neighbors, the people that you've known for a long time.
The families, that are, the neighbors, that you've, friends.
That mm-hmm. you've, yeah, and begin to have those little, you know, in our home meetings.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're not there. Yep. We're there. I mean, maybe all our meeting is silent prayer, and that's enough.
Yes.
To start this. Yeah.
Pray for guidance. The Holy Spirit will light you. Pray for guidance. Pray for input. Pray for whatever, divine safety and whatever you need. And then spread out through your state, you know, your county, your state.
Mm-hmm.
Connect to each other. And don't do any stupid.
Yeah.
At the moment, you are not able to do anything which would help. Everything what you do now, because, see, if you want to really do something, you need to have 50, 60,000 people in a state capital in all 50 states
right.
at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be able to support these people when they stay there for weeks and weeks and weeks to come.
Right.
Because you cannot topple that system what they install within a week or a day.
Right.
It's not possible.
Wow. Oh, man. Okay. I'm going to invite Harold back on, and he doesn't know this yet, but I'm going to ask him to come back on Friday and talk to me. But you guys, thank you so much. Harold, I'll be in touch with you. And the book, Freedom's Nightmare, if you'd like to help get that out and help pay for the publication of that, the next installment of that, please do so by contacting me at kate@katedalyradio.com. Melissa, thank you for getting Harold back on the show. Melissa was instrumental in getting him on all the other times, and I really appreciate you guys. In fact, we're going to move on to the next hour. Susan's going to be joining me. We'll be talking about behind the scenes, what's going on. But holy cow, thank you. A lot of food for thought on how to combat this this regime. And I really appreciate you, Harold. Thank you. Harold Zeger.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing. Your voice is so important. And Melissa, too. Thank you both so much. All right, I will be right back. Don't go anywhere. Today's show, holy cow, be right back. KateDalyRadio.com, KateDalyRadio.com. Let's figure out what's going on behind the scenes, shall we?